Rinpoche, I have two questions. The first is that when we are practicing with instructions, it's important that first we establish our mind at a platform of calm abiding. And then after that, we visualize the pith instruction, and then we can visualize it quite clearly. My personal experience is that Rinpoche taught us a method of breathing, and I find that this is very useful and effective. That we breathe more and more slowly, and our breath is more subtle until we can almost not feel it. The first question is that my body seems to be always full of air and smelly, and also my oral cavity is full of a bad smell and bad breath, and I feel a slight intensity in my oral cavity in the space there. And the second question, on the platform of calm abiding, I can practice the pith instruction, it is very clear. However, sometimes when I haven't been practicing often, then when I'm visualizing the pith instruction, I can see all sorts of lights or rays coming from the pith instruction object. Is this correct or not? Rinpoche's answer. When we are visualizing the pith instruction, and also we are doing these breathing exercises, we might get a fright. We might think, oh, I don't have any breath. And why? Because our mind has come to calm abiding. And so also these channels and energies have stopped. In reality, this isn't the case. What has happened is that our mind has become pure. Sometimes we think that our body is not breathing, but it's always breathing. Because when our mind is in a state of calm abiding, our body, speech, and mind is going to be calm. But these activities are going to stop. And so, even although the breathing is still carrying on, it might be difficult to notice. It is so important that this mind of ours comes to calm abiding. However, don't do this with the breathing too long. If you have time, meditate more. And when we're in a volatile state of mind, then we can practice this again. It might be that when we meditate, that we feel like we have more random thoughts and more afflictions, and we think sometimes maybe it's better not to meditate. It might be that in the beginning, we're not able to bring our mind to calm abiding. We see all of these different levels of afflictions. Usually, when we first start meditating, it really feels like our afflictions are even more. Why? Because right now we are seeing our mind much more clearly. Oh, there are so many discursive random thoughts. In reality, it's always been like this. Just we haven't had the clarity before to see how many discursive thoughts were going on. But gradually through meditation, layer by layer, our mind can calm down. Just like when water has got mud in it, when it's stirred up, we can't see the transparency of the water. However, as soon as we let the water settle, the mud settles down, and we start to see the transparency of the water. The best method is to use our own mind to look into our own mind. Don't project the mind externally. Use your own mind to look at your own mind. Use the mind to look. As soon as the mind starts to project externally again, bring it back home again. And then again, our mind might want to project externally. Bring it back again. Look at one's mind again. Why? Because it is a mastery of our own mind. Logic won't be able to resolve this. With logic, we can think about things. However, to bring our mind to calm abiding, this is the method. We must relax. Sometimes we really have strong attachment. So if we tell ourselves it really helps, this meditation, I mustn't have any attachment, I must relax. And then we will be able to relax. And then when we find we're not able to be in calm abiding, then we get all anxious, we get nervous, and then we don't find that state of equanimity. Then it's important that we request for pith instructions and we make the focus of our practice the pith instructions. And then we apply the pith instruction for 10 minutes or 15 minutes. We progress gradually. And then when we're drinking tea, we can be meditating. When we're resting, we can be meditating. And we can practice the state of mind at any time, in any situation. And through this, layer by layer, we can improve our state of mind, and then at any time, we are able to maintain the state of mind, and we will be able to see everything very clearly. And this will be a sense of protection for oneself, because we will be aware of what's going on. However, I won't put my mind on all of these things that are happening. If I want to, I can apply myself to the situation and finish it. And I can apply my knowledge of the situation. But I won't let my mind be affected by the situation. If I do, then afflictions arise. We must look after this mind of ours. I know the situation is happening, however, the way I deal with the situation is with wisdom. However, if we don't have this state of mind, then whatever is happening influences the state of our mind. Why is our mind so easily influenced? It's because we don't have a state of practice of meditation. Then our mind is very easily influenced by worldly concerns. And then we find that we're not able to work through this, and we're not able to let it go. And then we have a negative state of mind, we're very anxious, we don't manage the situation well. What happens when our mind is very agitated or anxious? Then we don't deal with the situation very well. This anxiety and nervousness is not a good state of mind. Why? Because it gives rise to all kinds of different emotions and really disturbs our mind. Why? Because our mind is not calm. The practitioner will resolve this issue of being anxious through meditation. However, a person that doesn't have any meditative practice, then within their mind, all they have is this anxiety, this nervousness. And then in this anxiety, we think about things. And this really does not bring about favorable decisions. In general, it just makes the situations worse. We have different levels, layers of the mind. The shallow level is all of this anxiety, worry, fear. This is the very shallow level of mind, where we have all of these random thoughts flying all over the place, and our mind doesn't settle down. When we go into deeper layers of mind, we can reach a very profound state of wisdom. And when our mind is in this state, whatever's happening, we are seeing very clearly, and at the same time won't become anxious. It's a state of meditative concentration. And in this state, it will analyze whether the situation is good or bad, right or wrong. It's a state of meditative concentration. Is it a state of discriminatory thoughts? No. It's like a mirror. It reflects everything clearly, and it has an energy, an ability that won't make you anxious. It will have understanding. This is meditative concentration.